extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Hey Sam, how are you? Hang on.
Hello. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Sorry.
Hey, okay.
I had the wrong button pushed. That was my fault.
Okay.
New tech, you know. How's it looking in your bubble? How are you guys getting on?
I'm good. I'm just cooking a lot.
I'm so jealous of your bubble.
Creating a lot of hashtag food porn on my socials. So it's been good. But like, it's kind of helping me decide what I want to talk about because
cool.
I'm kind of looking in my pantry kind of going, what do I use often?
Yeah.
So, and that's what led me to talk about the topic today, which is mayonnaise, and more specifically, Japanese mayonnaise.
Okay, so this is a good qualification, because I feel like normal Western mayonnaise, pretty boring, to be honest.
I'm a fan of the old mayonnaise.
It can be useful, but it's not necessarily the most exciting condiment. But Kewpie mayonnaise, Japanese mayonnaise, such a little treat. What do you use it for, Sam?
I use it for basically to amp up any boring meals, really. But
cool.
Also, I think more specifically, burgers and sandwiches. Like, I can't live without it. A really good recipe that I've been just digging into lately is egg sandwiches. So I've talked about Sandor's before, but if you just hard boil some eggs, throw in some Kewpie mayonnaise, a bit of mustard, and put it between bread,
ooh,
it's so good.
Yum.
Yeah, that's what I've been eating on my lockdown. But should we talk about mayonnaise?
Yeah, yes, I want to hear about it. Tell us all about mayonnaise.
Okay, so a real quick history on mayonnaise and how it came to be. Basically, during the Anglo-French War between the British and the French in the 1700s, a duke led the French army to fight in the town of Mahone near the coastal area of Spain. One of his duke's cooks wanted to make an egg cream sauce, but there was no cream to be found in the area, so he used olive oil instead to emulsify a sauce, and that kind of like, that was like the start of how mayonnaise was created.
The first mayo.
So, yeah, the duke took it back to Paris, and because it was created from the town of Mahone, it was then known as Mahonaise.
I see.
And it just grew popularity in France ever since, and it wasn't until the late 1950s that it kind of caught on to the US market. And from here, Toijiro Nakashima, who was working in the United States in the Department of Commerce and Agriculture, he discovered two things, mayonnaise and the Kewpie doll. So the infamous Cupid baby that is now the kind of the mascot for Kewpie mayonnaise.
I'd never really thought about the fact that it probably predates the mayonnaise itself. I just always associate it with the mayonnaise, but it's very iconic.
Yeah, it's an iconic. It's become like this cultural movement, really, and it's got a cult following. So the Kewpie kind of character was created by Rose O'Neill, who is a writer and an illustrator in the New York Times. And it was designed for a comic strip in the 1900s, but it never made it. And Takajiro took it back to Japan and started Nakajima Enterprise in 1919. And originally it was a canned salmon factory. So selling canned salmon, and they did mayonnaise on the side. And
a little side hustle.
With a unique recipe from his Kewpie kind of mayonnaise, it just grew so much because it was different to all the other mayonnaise that was out in the market.
That's so interesting. Yeah, I was going to say, so if people haven't tried Kewpie mayonnaise, what differentiates it from just your run-of-the-mill big old jar of mayo?
Yeah, so the main difference is that it only uses egg yolk, whereas all the other large corporate manufacturers use the entire whole egg. So by using the egg yolk, you're increasing its emulsion, but also it's increasing its flavor and its tactile, so it's quite thick and creamy. The other ingredients are apple cider vinegar or rice vinegar, vegetable oil, salt, spices, and the controversial MSG.
MSG.
Flavor Enhancer 621. I think it's the best flavor enhancer out there. It is delicious, and it is what actually makes QP mayonnaise so different. It's because of its like umami and savory content from the MSG as well.
MSG's been super demonized over the years. Is it as bad as everybody used to say it is? I feel like there's not something we hear so much anymore.
Honestly, I'm always torn between this, because I would always hear about the news of like no MSG added, and it's still found on like giant like packaged food products. It still screams it. But then you'd still go to like food events and everyone's like raving on about MSG. It's either like you love it or you hate it now.
Right.
There's like no in between.
Well, it's the secret ingredient that makes QP mayonnaise so mean. So. But today we love MSG, at least.
We love MSG. And also, actually, there's over 90 factories producing QP mayonnaise, 82 in Japan and 12 overseas. The factories in the US don't add MSG to their mayonnaise. So that,
right.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
That's the difference. When I wasn't 13... we did a high school kind of exchange program in Japan, and I got to go to Tokyo. And one of the tours that we went on was actually visiting the QP factory.
Oh, cool! That's so cool!
We visited the main QP factory in Tokyo, and it was incredible. Like, they crack 500,000 eggs a day.
Whoa, that's
like
a lot of eggs.
Ridiculous.
That's insane.
That's insane. And that's just one factory. And they've got about 100 now. And what they do is that they recycle all the eggshells, 28,000 tons a year. And the calcium-rich eggshells are used in calcium-fortified foods and turned into powder for kind of your nutrient kind of powder bases, or also soil conditioners and fertilizers. And also, this is interesting, the membrane, the little film inside the eggshell.
Oh, yep,
I
know.
Is used as a raw material for cosmetics. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh.
That's really interesting. Yeah. That's the bit that's really annoying when you're trying to boil an egg and then that doesn't come off when you're trying to peel the shell off and then your whole egg gets a bit ruined. That's been really annoying me this lockdown, just so everybody knows, little gripes in my bubble when I'm trying to peel my eggs.
It's the little things.
It's just the little things at the moment, eh? So that's got like a huge kind of conglomerate behind it then, QP Mayo. But I'd like to know some more about ways that you use it. We've talked about egg sandos. What are some other, you know, things you would typically put it in or use it for?
I was thinking about this the other day and I was like, okay, you can buy Thousand Island sauce or Thousand Island dressing. But if you make it with QP mayonnaise and your favorite tomato sauce, like if you just combine the two together, that makes the ultimate kind of like marinara sauce for like Yum. your shrimp cocktails or like your cocktail sausages.
Oh, nice.
That's always a good time. I don't know. I use it with everything, like on fried eggs. I love that. Mm-hmm. On fried rice, boring steamed vegetables. Like you can create a dip.
makes like, it so much like, more exciting.
Yeah, 100%. So like I always use it as a sauce base. Add your pepper, chili flakes, and that becomes a dip for boring vegetables.
Excellent.
Oven baked chicken nuggies is always a good time.
I'm actually hungry now.
Yeah, me too. It's definitely going on my shopping list this week.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to be so, you know, conscious of what goes on your shopping list, because you can't just pop into the supermarket at the moment. You have to be really like deliberate about going to the supermarket. So our supermarket shops got really like, we need a can opener because we broke our can opener.
No.
And we need like all these things. And then now I'm just adding QP mayonnaise and it's just going to be quite chaotic, but I'm ready for it. Someone's texted in as well to say MSG is all good. It makes everything taste better. Some people are gluten intolerant and some are MSG intolerant, and that's the best way to look at it. And apparently the original Georgie Pies had MSG and the Macca's variety didn't. So there you go. Thanks for that hot tip, Texter. Someone else also wants to know what Miracle Whip is, which I think they're just hoping you might know, Sam, as a food person. What is Miracle Whip?
Miracle Whip is essentially mayonnaise, but they add a lot of sweeteners to it and a lot of egg white, so it's like a sweet. I actually watched some mayonnaise tasting videos with nice. Some food experts, and Miracle Whip did the worst out of all of them. So wouldn't recommend. I think it's like the American like whipped can version of mayonnaise.
Ooh, yuck. No, that does not sound good. How did QP mayonnaise do in that particular video you watched?
It did well. It didn't win. It did very well.
As it should. An absolute classic. Hey, thank you for bringing us QP this morning, Sam. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you and hear what you've been eating and cooking at home. I'll be trying it out my next egg sandwich, I reckon.
Definitely.
Have a lovely week and we'll talk to you again next time.
Yes, thank you.
See you, Sam.
Food for thought. Breakfast Food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Someone's